going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We text line?
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
Oh. And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
You imbecile.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
You know what today is, ladies and gentlemen.
Baby. Tell them.
It's a payday Friday.
Yeah, baby.
Payday Friday for the boys, and that always starts our day upbeat.
Enjoy, Stoddy, because Monday I'll be down in the dumps, but my pocket's got the mumps right now. Yeah.
You make that up?
Of course. Off the top, freestyle. But yeah, baby, and we're going to the Giant game, you and me. You tried to weasel out.
No, I didn't.
I caught the weasel.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah, Evan.
I'm 90% sure, but I got
90?
Well, because my daughter's in town from L.A., surprisingly, because she's getting her wedding dress altered tomorrow.
Josie?
Yeah, so I may have dinner with her.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
We'll see. NFL draft yesterday. We can talk NFL draft.
Little victory lap for your boy.
Let me tell you who they picked and then ask you what the hell you're talking about. Mikal Williams, defensive tackle, Georgia, with a number 11 pick. What a reach.
Sonny, stop. Had 8.5 tackles for losses last year.
How many sacks?
8.5.
How many sacks did he have?
5.5.
5.
I got 5.5.
He had 5. He didn't even get credited for that half, last game.
Oh, boy.
What are you getting a victory lap for?
I said the Niners need an edge rusher. If it was up to me, and you
said they do. That's the,
and mean, they got him.
Like 10 them. Defensive linemen taken in the first round.
I understand, Evan. But.
So all you had to do to take a victory lap was some point in the last 2 months
guess
say,
the position.
I'd like to see the Niners take an edge rusher.
Yeah, and that was a verbiage.
I think I said that, too, once. So.
Try to outdo me, huh? But anyway, I like to pick Stoddy. He's played big-time football. We'll see. Had a great SEC championship game against Texas. So we'll see what it is. But the bottom line is...
What's the bottom line?
I believe the window has shut for this Niner team in regard to a Super Bowl.
What? I don't.
Vision.
Oh, boy.
And they can prove me wrong. But last year, 6-11, looks like I might be on the right track. But how you bounce back, and it's kind of weird... When you talk about no Greenlaw and all the great Niners on the defensive side of the ball that have come and gone, you got to basically redo it. You got to rebuild it. And I think Bosa needs help. We all do. And I think this guy is a great candidate. We'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, he was in the mocks. He was not projected to go this high. But what's interesting is – apparently, he was definitely the 49ers guy. They seemed to be unanimous. Lynch said they actually tried to move up to get him, and he ended up falling to them. And if you watched the draft last night, you saw that the 49ers were not on the clock for more than 8 seconds before they made the pick. So what does that tell me? That tells me that they were unified with the pick. If they knew that quickly. So I think they all like this guy, and I think they all understand that he might have been a little bit of an unconventional pick in terms of maybe taking him earlier than he'd been projected, but it's that old thing, man. If you like a guy, you really like him. You really, really like
him.
Put
a ring on it.
Take him.
Yeah, and they did.
Take him.
They did. Now, you had a funny story, or did you make that up about Kyle's wife, about the pick?
Well, that wasn't me. That was our great salesperson, Kenny Wardell.
Oh, okay. I thought that was, yeah. A lot of talking going on in the green room today.
So I don't have...
I got you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He basically...
was projected to go 28th, and the wife texts like, 28th, are you okay? Did you do it right? But I think they got it right. We'll see. And you got picks tonight, too.
Yeah, and so the other... Obviously, the 49ers got their mini camp going on, and I think... Let me ask you this. How do you feel about... Okay, so Purdy's there, but he's still unsigned. Warner's there. Trent Williams is there.
Okay.
McCaffrey's there.
Feeling healthy.
The only guy who isn't is George Kittle.
And I remember he responded. We talked about it to Diana Russini's tweet from ESPN that she didn't have the facts, basically saying he was holding out. But, Steiny, I'm giving him whatever he covets. He's earned it. He deserves it. And I think he's coming off one of his greatest seasons as a Niner. And I don't know what they're doing, but the bottom line is, and I throw Purdy's contract into that because they got time, right? And he showed up. But the bottom line is they don't want to play the paper game or the drama that ensued last year that some perceive in regard to waiting too long or whatnot. I can't wait to see what the Niners are going to be after last season. Like, was that real? You had eight or nine starters dip. You know, they're no longer here. What are they going to look like? Because, Steiny, they're as good as they've been offensively with Jimmy, with Brock Purdy. Their staple in Saleh's back was their defense. And last year was just weird, you know, not having a full year of Greenlaw. I'm over that, Steiny. He's gone. But there's a lot of other guys. Hufanga, he was your young stud. He's gone. Just a lot of guys. Armstead, you know, he's been gone. But how are they going to rebuild this defense?
I think the bigger picture here, at least for me, is after last year's debacle of an offseason.
Debacle. Fair foul. Evan, I just.
Count the bucket.
I'll walk. After last year's joke of an offseason with people holding out, the clearly either the players took it upon themselves, or they got the message from the organization that probably last offseason played a major part in their 6-11 year. Mm. And for whatever reason, I think everybody knew it, and that's a big – like, I'll say this. Like, Trent Williams being there, to me, that's just a sign of good faith. Oh. Like, that's Trent Williams saying, you know what?
I didn't have a good one last year. I owe you almost.
Or just, you know – It's a good sign, I think, for sure. And I think what people are taking out of Purdy being there is that it should tell you that he's not, that they're pretty close. Maybe that's why he's there, but they can't go through the same kind of offseason this year that they did last year. And I feel like they're already in a better spot than they were last year.
Yeah, no doubt. But, can you agree with me on this front? Again, Steiny, we always talk about it, or at least I do. Tomorrow's not promised. But when that season ended yesterday and it culminated in a 6-11 record, and, you know, they got the big game Sunday night against Buffalo where they got kind of, you know, ran out the stadium or whatnot. But the bottom line is, can you understand where or how I feel not seeing a dominant Niner defense? And there were injuries and all kind of things going on. And now you got to find a replacement maybe today, tomorrow, this whole weekend. You know, at linebacker, some secondary depth. You know, oh, like everywhere, a little bit everywhere, you know. But it's just weird when I can sit here and tell you, I don't know how good the Niner D is. When that for the last five, it was.
I don't know how good the Niners are.
Well, I guess that's what I'm trying to. Well. You got a healthy McCaffrey.
That's great.
You got Purdy.
That's great.
You got Kittle.
How's their offensive line?
I'll ask you this. How was it last year?
Not very good.
But it was the anchor was not available a lot of the season. I'm talking about Trent Williams.
He played a lot of the year, didn't he? But missed the lane, what, last five or six?
Yeah.
But I don't know how good this team is. Now, I can tell you what I think they're doing, which is I think they're trying to reset and at the same time still be a playoff contender in the NFC West.
Right.
And I think to their way of thinking, they can get that accomplished in part because of their schedule.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got to tell you, if I'm looking at the 49ers and I'm Lynch and Shanahan and I'm leaning toward, you know, we got to start this process of moving forward in a different direction. You get that schedule, and you're like, this is the year to do it.
All right.
Because you might be able to do it.
That is the one thing in their favor,
and
man.
Still, you know, be a team that makes the postseason.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers take an edge rusher. Do you like the position that they addressed very first in the draft yesterday? Was that number one priority? Was it a defensive edge rusher? Or would you like to have seen him go somewhere else? What are the other weaknesses for this team? How good is this team? Guru asked the question. And I don't know how good they are. They still have a lot of work to do with the rest of the draft. And we'll see how it plays out. But 888-957-9570 is the number. So here's how it's going to go. We'll talk some Niners to start the show today. We'll get into the Warriors and Jimmy Butler. Sham Sharani reporting Butler, serious jeopardy. He misses game 3, which is tomorrow night.
Man.
We'll see about that. But the Warriors and Rockets are tied 1-1. And then we'll probably talk about you and me going to that game tonight.
Yes,
Giants
sir.
Game.
You better.
So that's what, yeah, we will.
So you're giving your daughter away, right, for the wedding?
I would assume.
Right.
Well, actually, I don't assume anything.
All right.
It's a non-traditional wedding, so whatever she decides, her dad will support her.
Love it.
Come hell or high water, Goo. Employee pricing for all is now at Ceremony Ford in Colma. You pay what we pay. No markups, no nonsense. Stop by Ceremony Boulevard or shop 24/7 at CeremonyFord.com. Ceremony Ford, from America, for America.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Ooh, this is the ghost of Trey Lance.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, round one of the NFL draft occurred last night. 49ers took an edge rusher, Mikal Williams from Georgia. And he looks to be the player that they all wanted.
Yeah.
And it's not unusual for teams to say we all love this guy. For some reason, I believe this. I don't know why. But I think they've, like, if you take a guy at 11 who was projected – maybe in the 20s. What that tells me is they liked a guy and they didn't really care if the consensus was that he shouldn't be drafted at that number.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. And so the one thing I do think it sets up is, you know, did the did the 49ers find somebody that was a little bit under the radar, take him at 11, and he turns into a cornerstone along with Nick Bosa?
I mean, they got a saying in the streets, Donnie, steady long, steady wrong. So there is no science to the draft. You look at the greatest quarterback to ever play, Tom Brady, sixth round. Brock Purdy, your current, you know, starting quarterback. So I'm saying the guy, Williams, played big-time football on one of the, if not the biggest stages, multiple times. And if they felt like that was a position of need, and if you watched the Niners last season, Donnie, it was just uncanny on, you know, me coming down Bosa's road, but everybody could see that there was not chaos in regard to coming at the other, putting pressure on the other team's quarterback. Mm-hmm. So now this guy is going to get that opportunity. And at the end of the day, Donnie, I, like you said, it was quick and in a hurry as they announced it. He fits their criteria, and I guess that's all that matters. Now, there's some people out there, oh, his motor's not, I question his motor.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll see. But Anonymous, shout out Anonymous. I hate that. That's the cowardice thing you can do, Anonymous. But, you know, I think they got a guy that Niner fans can be excited about to go with Bosa. And it might not work, Stoney, but they know they need help. And how do you get help? You got to go hire somebody, and they just did.
Who'd the Cowboys take?
Offensive lineman. Uh-huh. I am from Bama. I am real. Like, oh. It starts in the trenches.
Well, then why didn't the 49ers go O-line?
Maybe they got confidence in theirs.
No, the reason they didn't go O-line is because they never go O-line in the first round.
Well, they got the steal last year in Pooney. And how did that work out? He hit the ground running.
He lost a little bit as the season wore on.
So did they.
He was a good, solid pick.
No doubt about it.
But no, the story that it is true that apparently Kyle Shanahan texted his wife about 2 minutes before the draft and told her who they were taking. And she got back to Kyle and said, he's projected 28th. So the one she must have looked at had him at 28, but obviously the 49ers thought more of him than most, if not every mock draft. This is John Lynch talking about Mikal Williams.
Were you expecting him to go earlier?
We were hanging on. We thought there were a number of instances where he might go, and just kept watching the deal, and other guys kept showing up. So that was a good thing for us, and really, really pleased with adding Mikal to our group.
Now, the thing I think's interesting is, why would they be really worried if he was not projected to go as high as 11? I mean, if he would have gone higher than that, it would have been unbelievable.
But
in terms of what the mocks had him at.
But, and you said mocks with an S, right? So there's so many projections. But the bottom line is, you know, Stoney, had Dallas or any other team got him, the Chargers, the Raiders, just on what I see. And again, I'm no scout. I would be excited about this dude. So it was a position of need, no doubt. They need, and they still need more, a plethora. But right now, just after one day, I can see how Lynch, and it's good to hear his voice because that's symbolic of, you know, the training camp is around the corner and the schedule release and the season will be upon us. But I like it for the Niners, and I'm sure Bosa is happy just at the opportunity of the idea of getting help.
Well,
the
ideal. As long as Nick's happy.
No, his unit got bolstered. That's all.
Yeah, no, but as long as Nick's healthy, you know, we got to. But you know, you said it. If I were a Niner fan, I'd be excited about the pick. Okay, are Niner fans excited about the pick?
Mm.
I mean, let's be honest. You got to be a hardcore football fan to know who a lot of these guys are that are picked in the first round.
Yeah,
second round, obviously more so. But I'm not only interested in if 49er fans are excited about the pick. I'm just wondering how 49er fans right now in the middle of the draft are feeling about their team in general right now.
Right.
With all the offseason losses on both sides of the ball, I'm just wondering,
yes,
you know, where are you at with the 49ers right now?
So you don't have
do you think they're so? I mean, you basically said it. You think their Super Bowl window's closed right now?
I do until I see otherwise, and I got to be careful here because you know, Steiny, the Niners are playing. The fans are a dangerous game. Forget what went into the Niners getting to that 6-11 record. Who are you to point the finger at another team and say, oh, we got them on the schedule, we'll be fine. No. I get it, though, partner, because I think last season was a bit of an anomaly. But you know what I'm saying? They got to bounce back.
Of course.
And how do you bounce back? They lost some starters, a bunch of starters. Now, a lot of people be like, oh, they only lost one that really matters. But the Greenlaw thing, you know, how are they going to replace him?
How'd they do it last year? They can do the exact same thing.
But did they do it last year?
Well, I don't know. Who played for Greenlaw?
Campbell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's not coming back.
Yeah, well, we know.
We got D-winners.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying D-winners. Yep.
Yeah. Evan, what are you he's not listening. He's not listening. 888-957-9570.
Carter is.
49er fans, are you excited about the pick? You excited about what next season's going to be? Are you excited that they seem to have a bunch of guys at minicamp right now? Maybe a display that they're acknowledging last year wasn't the way to go about things. Evan, what do you make of, and I want to make sure we get this right.
Hey, this payday don't come.
No. Oh, I just want to make sure we get everything right. Okay.
Don't ruin my mood.
No. You know,
because he's trying to do something.
No, wait. Would you guys let me go? You know, I'm looking at the stats, and I'm looking at this guy, and he had 5 sacks.
All right, but two.
That's you know what? I know enough about football to know that's not a lot for a season.
All right.
Evan, what do you make of that?
In an ideal world, he's a great run stopper off the bat. I think that's where he probably is the most polished. I mean, the term set the edge is going to be used million times.
Well, he can.
Yeah, I know. You love players that can set the edge, just like you like pitchers that have to come in.
That is
you know me.
Thing going.
But I do think that the Niners, the last couple of seasons, really beginning with the playoff run towards the Super Bowl, they got absolutely gashed on the ground. And last year, you're watching James Conner run it down your throat in a game you have to have early in the season. You can't stop him. You're looking at Kenneth Walker in Seattle. You're now looking at a Rams team with Kyron Williams that loves to run the football. Yeah. You have to find guys that can plug holes and stop opposing running games. And I just think that this is a player that, while he might not be as polished or a finished product as a pass rusher, he's 6'5", 260, and he's 20 years old and can already stop the run. So I think it's a safe pick. I think it's a pick that makes sense for them. And ideally, to Goo's point, he's someone that can also take a little bit of pressure off of Nick Bosa.
All right, I'll
you'll what?
I'll look at his tackle numbers also.
Well, they're not very high either, but...
Oh.
But now you're questioning the Niners.
So?
But you don't have the credentials.
So what? I'm not criticizing him. I'm just saying he was supposed... The stats are not impressive.
Yeah, but numbers lie too.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so you're ready to say what great pick?
No, I always look when it comes to other sports, you look at college and you look at the schemes, the teams you're going up against, and you get into the pros, and then you kind of get let loose like a dog off a leash. So now Robert Saleh will be his D coordinator. He'll be in a new system. And by all accounts, Evan just mentioned the DNA, his measurables. So I looked at him on tape, Steiny. I didn't even need to see stats. He played at a big-time school up against big-time talent. And if they feel like this dude's the guy, you know, I'm not saying you're doing this, he ain't going to have 900 sacks. You know what I mean?
Because I have no idea if this guy's going to be any good or not. I'm just telling you that clearly they took him at 11, and a lot of people had him a little lower than that. Yeah. But, again, I'm not – if you like a guy, you take a guy. And they took him.
And he had 5 quarterback pressures along with the 2 sacks.
That many?
No, in one game against the Texas Longhorns in the SEC championship game.
All right,
so 2 sacks and 5 QB pressures.
All right, here's John Lynch on what he likes about Mikal Williams.
I think that like the totality of the whole process and the film is very impressive. I mean, Mikal's a big, good-looking kid in every way. He's big, he's tall, he's long, he's a great athlete, he's tough, he's smart, he's versatile. He can play outside, he can play inside, he does all those things. I think the toughness, he played through an ankle injury last year, and miss two games, you know, high ankle sprains can be a tough deal. And to only miss two games and play as well as he did, came through here on a 30 visit and really got a feel for the kid. And I just think all of that led us to this guy as a Niner. He fits who we are, our culture, and we bounced when he was there.
All right, that's John Lynch talking about Mikel Williams, the number 11 pick out of Georgia, defensive end. And that's a lot to like that John Lynch ran down. I mean, yeah. when you run down his credentials like that, it feels like, well, what can he do? Feels like he can do everything.
Yeah, and I'll tell you this, just about the current state of the 49ers, and obviously this weekend will go a long way in regard to, you know, what they are coming back, trying to avenge a 6-11 season. But, Steiny, if I told you I was way more concerned about the – because you asked me this before the break – I'm way more concerned about the defensive side of the ball than the offensive side of the ball.
You know,
I got
that's fair.
I'm not saying the O-line is the greatest of all time, and they can make additions to that still with some of their picks, but I got continuity on that side of the ball. I got Brock, I got McCaffrey healthy, George Kittle, and what's my guy
Pearsall?
Pearsall, thank you. Pretty Ricky. And Ayuk, you know, when that day does come back, along with Jennings. So I feel like offensively, our identity is somewhat there. We lost Debo and whatnot. But defensively, Steiny, that's – we're going to find out.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers pick an edge rusher. Do you like the thought process? Is that the position you wanted to prioritize? And just where are the 49ers right now in the NFL pecking order?
Mm.
That's the one thing where I'm at is I feel like at this point, we really don't know. We don't know how good this team is.
We don't know how bad this team might be.
And
there you go.
I mean, obviously the assumption is they're going to be better than last year, right?
No doubt.
Okay.
But what did I say? Be careful. Proceed with caution.
Exactly.
Because you're looking at those teams who also have a draft, who also have free agency. But I get it, Steiny. Oh, we play them. We play them. But what if you're one of them? You know what I'm saying? What did we see when the Warriors won the finals? They came back, and how did they follow up that year winning the chip? They made the playoffs in the second round. Okay. No shame. You lost to the Lakers. But the Niners, Steiny, after losing the Super Bowl in overtime, which I feel and a lot of people do, they should have won, you come back and you muster up a 6-11 season not good enough to make the playoffs with some drama that I was late to the party about in regard to contract gate with certain players. So this is a big year to let us know, was that a one-off?
I agree with that.
We got to get back.
Let's go to Randall. Randall's in San Francisco. Hey, Randall, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I just want to talk about Mikel Williams and your guys' show sucks.
Oh, waited 6 minutes.
Wow.
Does that hurt your feelings?
None at all. It's actually a compliment.
Is it? Why?
Because that person thinks we're so pea-brained and insecure that the compliment is you called and you were thinking about us. I love it, Evan.
Well, I hope he's got a meter because he was on hold for like 5 minutes. That gives
and it
us
was
some
weak.
Ratings.
He should have said that right out the shooting. I'm going to talk about Mikel.
That's like that old Howard Stern line. Why do you listen to Howard Stern? 50% of the people say, because I love him. 50% because I can't stand him.
And I would tell that ass to check the ratings. I can do that.
Oh, no. That's not a game we play here. See, this is what...
I know. I had to do it, though. Check the ratings and get back to us.
This is like...
We don't do that.
I'm Curry, and he's Draymond. Easy.
Hey.
Let's just go about our business.
Check the numbers and get back to us.
Let's just go about our business. And you know my favorite phrase.
You,
let the chips fall.
But I'm going to use that card when we get that stuff. We don't get it often.
Let me tell you who won't pull that BS. One of our main men from Lemoore. Let's go to Dre.
Big Dre.
In Lemoore. What's up, Dre? How you doing?
Hey, your boy Randall could adjust. He could drive off the side of a bridge.
There
right
you
now.
Go, baby.
It's all good, man.
before I get started on the Niners,
yeah,
Guru, did your Cowboys get two offensive linemen?
We got one offensive lineman.
They're big enough to be two.
Well, okay. There you go. Big boy. Yeah, we got one offensive lineman.
And Guru loves the pick, by the way, yeah. Trey. That if that doesn't shock
you. I like it, too. I like the way Dallas stays consistent with a good offensive yeah. line. That's what I've been wanting us to do. But you are correct. Our defense needs a lot of help this year, especially on the line. I don't know much about this guy. I'm not going to lie and say I'm a college aficionado. But if we're going to go with the defensive line, let's stick with it. From what I understand, defensive tackles are deep this year. I would like to go second and third with some big boy defensive tackles, and let's get a line where Bosa can bust out with 20-plus sacks because he's got some really young studs next to him.
Hey, Dre.
How do you feel about that?
No, I got it. I mean, they need help on both lines, and I think we'll see a bunch of those guys drafted on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
But let me get to this, Dre, because I'm reading, we have a YouTube chat here, and somebody's asking, where is Lamar? And so I'd like you to tell everybody, I know.
And I do too.
Because you told us, but why don't you tell people where Lamar is?
Okay, well, first thing, if he's listening to the station for a while, that is where your boy Lorenzo Neal went
yes,
to
sir.
High school.
Correct.
He won the state championship in wrestling, and he still holds the record for the heavyweight state championship. I think he won in less than 10 seconds on the final. It's where the Smiths, I think his first name was Billy, on the 68 Olympics went to high school with his fist in the air.
Yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Smith. And a lot of people don't know this, but Steve Perry is from Hamford. I'm actually from Hamford, and Lamar, we're big rivals. I bought a house in Lamar when I was an adult. It took me a long time to call and say I'm from Lamar, not from Hamford.
Gotcha.
But so, that's where Steve Perry graduated high school. He claims he's from Lamar. He is, but he did graduate.
Well, Dre,
high school
I,
in Hamford.
I got to ask you one more time. Where is
that.
It?
It's halfway between it's halfway between San Francisco and L.A., just a few miles away from the 5.
Okay.
It's the armpit of California. It's hot. A lot of dairies. It stinks. A lot of farmland.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dre, last thing is, how's your daughter?
Well, I want to know how Guru's family does, man. I always seem to ask how your daughter, Guru, how's your family doing, Guru?
They're doing good, man. My daughter's year's getting ready to come to an end, so she'll be coming home soon, and the same with my son. And my other son's hanging in there, so we're blessed, man.
That's great. That's lovely to hear. And you know, Steiny, I know your daughter's in college. I'm glad they're doing good. My daughter's doing good. She is an assistant manager at a Dutch Brothers right now.
Nice.
I'm living in Mesa, Arizona, and I'm kind of bummed because that's my girl I watched the playoffs with.
Oh, I got you. Man.
Hey, well,
I
listen, Dre, thanks for calling in. Thanks for checking in. And tell her Guru and Steiny say hello.
Yes, sir.
Lamar is 40 minutes south of Fresno.
Yeah.
What's your point?
We didn't really get to
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No, he said it was halfway between
that's
LA and
big,
San Francisco.
That's a big area.
And I got southern
it's
roots.
It's kind of like the taiga.
You couldn't handle it.
I'm sorry, what?
You couldn't handle it. Like the red dirt.
What couldn't I handle?
Lamar!
Please.
Now you're so stuck up and arrogant and smug.
Go Google.
Bring me my Grey Poupon. You couldn't live in with mosquitoes and heat and
Google Reading, Pennsylvania. Get back to me.
Why'd you leave?
Yeah. There it is.
Because I didn't like it. Because it was too small.
Oh, because
everybody
boy.
Knew your business. I didn't want to spend the rest of my life in a city that I grew up in. What else you want to know?
Everybody
I hate snow.
Knew my business.
I hated snow and ice. I couldn't stand scraping windshield wipers. I thought it was stupid that you had to go out to your car, start your car, then run back in the house so it got heated on the inside. I hated that.
So you
couldn't cut it.
The West
Coast is the best coast. You couldn't cut it. He said it.
I cut it for 25 years.
Not by choice.
I could have
born there.
I know, but I went there after college for 2 years, oh, and then it hit me. And then it hit me.
How do you feel about the desert?
Yeah, I'd prefer the, well, you know, after
you
all
prefer
my...
70 and foggy.
It's okay.
It's very, it gets humid in Redding.
Apollo Crews says, Donnie, that sounds like a place you dream of leaving.
I mean, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. It was a place that I did want to leave. However, I'm not one of these guys that thinks the people that stayed there are losers.
Oh, yeah, no.
Because it's a great family town. You know, my sister stayed there. Her and my mom are ridiculously close. And
it's an unforgiving land.
And you like the bush.
I do like life in the bush. But
49ers.
No.
In shambles.
Anyway, I can tell you, I have a fondness for Reading, Pennsylvania, obviously, like many people do of their hometowns.
Yeah, I got you.
So there you go.
I love my Union City.
That's true. That's true. All right. Hey, Ron, let's get to Ron in Newark. We can squeeze him in. He's got some quick things.
Ronnie.
Hurry, Ron.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I'd just like to defend Lemoore a little
bit.
My
thank
mom
you.
Was from down there. And you know, fun fact about Lemoore High is where Lee Smith went to school.
Oh, the great relief pitcher,
great
guru.
Lee Smith.
Probably haven't heard of him.
Play Cubs.
No, not that Lee Smith.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, no, not that one, Gil.
From the Olympics. Way Quiet. Back. Old
you,
school.
You mean Tommy Smith?
And also, there's an air base. There's an air base in Lemoore. Protecting our country there. So
nice.
Just a couple of things, and that's about it. Go NBAL, Guru.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bye-bye. Yeah, sure. What was that?
I'm letting Evan down. It's behind the scenes. Have my back. Go
no,
NBAL.
What did he say about,
I'm letting NBA. Evan down.
What's new? How this time?
Simmer. It's a payday.
Yeah.
You know it.
And if we took a scorecard of who left them down more.
What?
It's 100-1.
No, it's not. That's not what he says.
You break his heart daily.
That's not what he says on his
and I just put my
private
head
text
down.
Thread.
Hey. Wow.
He's already pissed me off today.
What are you talking about?
What you You're did different. To Guru.
That's
yeah,
a,
that,
what,
that.
What do you have to do with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, that hurt.
What did I do?
Didn't even do it the night before.
What did I do?
It hurts the show.
Yeah. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Well, we have plans. Let's just put it that way. Now we have a plan. Maybe.
Goo, I'm going to spend time with you after the show. Unless, of course, my daughter calls. All right, 888-95-
Real quick, we got to get on Bonte. How negative was he? We were fired up about what we got, and he's jealous. That's all it was.
That's a fact. But
we got to get you, B.
But
he's
still a terrific guy. Somebody
our
we,
brother.
We still like here at the station. Usually if you leave the station, we'll rip you.
He works Fridays.
God, I want his schedule. I want Bonte's schedule minus his real job. That would be a great job.
B.
Once a week, coming in for an hour. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment also brought to you by Frontier Ford. After last year's debacle of an offseason.
Debacle.